In Matthew 21, 1 to 11, we find the story of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. The adventurers have put together this skit so we can show you what we think the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem looked like. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage in the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them,
Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell them that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away.
Knowing that Jesus was coming very soon into Jerusalem, many people spread their coats on the road, while others spread branches that they cut in the fields. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their coats on the colt, and Jesus sat on it.
This is a very important story. So before Jesus entered Jerusalem, he had his disciples go and bring him a donkey. And what I found interesting is even though Jesus owned all of the animals on the earth, he had to go and depend on the kindness of a stranger to let him use the donkey. And most of the time, Jesus and his disciples traveled on foot. The disciples were kind of surprised that Jesus wanted to ride on a donkey, but they believed that something very, very special was going to happen that day. They believed Jesus was going to proclaim himself as king. So the crowds of people were all around him. They proclaimed Jesus king, and they wanted to pay him honor and respect. They used the palm branches as banners because they represented the nature's emblem of victory, and they waved them high in the air. The crowd that surrounded Jesus was filled with the people that he had healed. The blind people that Jesus had healed, they led the way, they led the procession. And the crippled people that he healed, They leaped with joy. Most importantly, though, the children that Jesus had blessed sang praises to him. And when the chief priests heard what the children were shouting, they heard that the children were saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David." They became very angry. And they told Jesus, "Do you hear what the children are saying?" "Yes," Jesus said. "Haven't you read, 'From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise?'" Jesus loved children, and their praises were like music to his ears. I think it's wonderful that children were a part of that triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. And I imagine when Jesus comes back, when he comes back in all of his glory, it's going to be something like this story. All of the world is going to see Jesus return, and all of the people, including all of you children, will sing praises to him. Let's have a short prayer, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you to praise your name. We thank you for the gift that you gave us for Jesus Christ, for salvation, for the return of Jesus. And we know that someday we will all stand together. We'll see your coming, Lord, and we will praise your name, and we'll sing louder than we ever have sang before. In Jesus' name, amen.